Today, I've got goosebumps. I have to tell everybody. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed with life and love. Joined by this beautiful, phenomenal woman, Nozipho. I don't know her personally. She was introduced to me by another woman I was trying to get on the podcast, Jane, who just was dodging me. So I think she paid for her sins, and she said, "Sisi, you have to talk to this lady." So I was like, okay, when I come back, I'll talk. Let me just rest, get my child settled. Nozipho, welcome to Phenomenal Woman by Musidi. I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful right now.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Musidi. It's great to be here. And actually, Ujane did mention that to me. She said, "Nozipho, I feel like I am more of a behind the scenes type of person." And Umusidi has been trying to say, "You are amazing, come through." And I've been dodging her. So, yeah.
She dodged me. Jane, if you're listening, thank you. Nozipho, I'm so grateful. I've been listening to your Facebook Live. You're live on Facebook, and you talk about wellness. But before that, I had something on your Facebook Live, and I was actually quite I don't know what emotion I felt at that moment that you were 26 when you lost your husband. I don't know, I've never had a last husband. I'm not in your shoes. Can we talk about a moment before we go on and then introduce yourself?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's definitely a part of my life story. I always say that when God called me to be a life coach, what I didn't know was that the calling was saying, you are going to live life and experience life in all of its glory, the good, the bad, the ugly, and you're going to then take that and use it to help others to heal, to help others to be uplifted, to help others to move over, because we move through these things. We must get to the other side where we feel, I am blessed. I am still here. And so, absolutely. I lost my husband of 2 years. We had been married for just 2 years, so we were still very much in the honeymoon phase. It was very sudden. I had two small children. My daughter was 4 at the time. My son was 9 months old. And yeah, and at the time, I didn't even know anyone who was widowed. Like, I had no experience of that type of life. My mother and father were still alive. I really didn't have any personal experience of anyone losing a life partner. Yeah, so I married at 24. My husband passed at when I was 26. And my world completely went upside down. I didn't even know what to do with myself. Basically, to give you, like, to try and give you an extent of how lost I was, Mosidi, I didn't know where we who was who had funded our house. So we had this beautiful house in Maritzburg. We lived in Maritzburg. I didn't know which bank we had taken the bond from. Like, I sat there and thought, what am I meant to be doing with myself? So,
Wow.
yeah.
What a beautiful introduction. So, the reason I introduced you is that was the moment you went through something and then you came out the other side. So, now let's hear. You went through a horrible period in your life. I can't imagine being widowed at 26, but you came out the other side with a life living purpose. Talk to me, who is Nozipho Sibeko? Where's she from? She's got two beautiful kids. I know one is old and you left her at crèche. Your shame. And tell me who you are. And I've heard the story you told about how it started, but who are you? Tell us, who are you?
Yeah, so my name is Nozipho Sibeko. I am a trained life coach. I specialize in wellness. I always say that wellness and personal development are two of my most favorite topics on planet Earth. I am a mother. I am a sister. I am one of six siblings. So I'm the oldest, actually, of six siblings. So
Wow.
if you want to find someone who is the definition of a deputy parent, that's me, because there are six of us and I'm the oldest. And so, yeah, that's me. I was born at a small town called Bergville in KZN. Ngintokazi yaseBergville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, born and bred in Bergville in KZN. And yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Okay, and then I see you've got an MBA as well, and you studied in KwaZulu-Natal. Is that the same, Nozipho, or is it the same as, like, okay, let me get some information here?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you more about that, because that's actually when the journey began for me, when personal development began for me. Yeah, professionally, I am a tourism services specialist by profession. I do hold a master's degree in business administration. And yeah, I'll tell you, that's definitely still the same person. I feel like I'm such a multifaceted person. That's the term I was looking for.
I was curious about that. I was like, okay. But it's like me. I was a marketing person, and then I was like, this is not for me. I could feel it. I was just like, no, this is not for me. So we're similar in that respect. So, and tell me, you are a mother to two beautiful kids. And how's motherhood too? Like, I saw a little baby the other day. Is it me or was I dreaming?
Okay, so that is my niece. That's my brother's child. I have two children of my own. So my daughter, whom you saw on the Facebook Live that I once upon a time forgot at daycare, she's now 20. She's doing her second year in university. My son is 17 years old.
Wow.
I was actually speaking with my son just now before I started this interview, and I was saying to him, I am one of the things that I feel at this point in my life I am blessed with is having grown-up children. Musidi, I cannot tell you. So my kids are grown. I'm turning 42 this year. My kids are 20 and 17. And it's one of the biggest blessings in my life. Just having them being, like seeing them becoming the people that they are going to be, and trying to teach them the lessons that I have learned, and just seeing them grow into the people that they are. I think that they are here to be. It's truly one of the biggest blessings of my life.
Nozipho, I don't know if it's me, but the camera keeps on blaring on your side. Yeah, that's fine now. Yeah.
Great. Oh, it must be the network, I think.
Yeah. Hey, network. We need to pray for the network. I prayed for it. Please, the network must work.
It's actually fine on my side. It's perfectly fine on my side.
Okay, that's fine. You don't look 42, must I say. I thought you were 26. I'm surprised. I was listening. I'm like, she's got a daughter who's 20. No ways. I thought you'd say like 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, my word. No. I'm turning 42 in July this year. Thank you for that.
Oh, amazing. So let's start with this journey of yours. I got up to the four steps of your self-love. You talk about self-love. You talk about holistic coaching. I love that word. You talk about life coaching. What is, because I'm a life coach and I'm an executive business coach, and I did do that. But what is wellness coaching? You talk about body as well. What is wellness coaching?
Right. So I am trained as a life coach, like yourself. So life coaching, meaning you are able to hold space for people in terms of life, all of life. However, I then specialized in wellness. So what I do, and which is what I'm very passionate about, is looking at a person's well-being holistically. So you, the physical me, so looking after the body, which encompasses nutrition, exercise, and all of those things that keep the body, because we are given this vessel to be here in this physical sphere, and we are meant to use this vessel. And so that's that one part. And then I look at mindfulness, our mental health, our emotional health. So this is still all in wellness. So it's the physical body, it's our mental and emotional health, which encompasses mindfulness, which is an area that I have sort of gone into more lately. Mm. So when I look at wellness, I'm looking at a person holistically, all of our our well-being, of all of our health. So I teach a lot of nutrition. I have produced 3 amazing handbooks with recipes and methods and all sorts of things. So basically looking at nutrition. And then in terms of mindfulness, my website, inside my website, awakenings.co.za, you can find all of those resources. And then in terms of mindfulness.
Yeah, I went there and I'm like, okay, do you have to subscribe to be part of that? Okay.
So it's a subscription platform. Yes, absolutely. It does give you a 7-day completely free trial. So you can go in and sign in for 7 days and you have access to all the resources. And then you can then tell whether this is something that's for you or not. And I can guarantee that it is for you because everyone, each of us can use these resources. So I have recipes, loads and loads of recipes in there. Because I found in my personal journey, I found that starting with what I put into my body truly made all of the difference, right from the mood, how I feel in a day, what I've eaten plays a big role in that. So when I said to you, I felt the Lord was saying to me, use everything that works for you, take it and use it to help others to heal. So food for me has been a huge, huge thing. And that's still a part of the wellness. I've given you such a long answer to the issue of wellness because I'm so passionate about it.
I can see, and we'll come back to that. I love this quote you put, the way you love yourself is the way you teach others to love you. Let your love for yourself set the tone. When did you discover that?
Okay, so let me take you back a little bit. So right after my husband had passed, I didn't know at the time. I really didn't have the term for or the knowledge of this. I went into a big depression for about 6 years until 6 years later, it was around 2014, I just woke up one morning and I decided I don't want to be the way that I am. I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to wake up feeling gloom anymore. Mm. I just feel I had a need within myself that it could be better. Life could be better. So I went to work. I asked a colleague, literally, this is what I did. I asked a colleague of mine. I said, do you know of a psychologist? And she said, oh, yeah, there's an amazing guy who's a psychologist, sometimes he's on radio, and then she recommended this guy. And I went and consulted a psychologist. And the first thing that, on our first session, he said to me, you have clinical depression. So this was a diagnosis. And you've lived with depression for about 6 years. So this was the period when my husband had passed. So from that day, though, that was a turning point for me. Consulting that psychologist for me was a turning point. I went to this guy for about 2 more times, and then I stopped because I discovered something that I fell in love, and I'm still in love. I think I'll be in love for the rest of my life. And that was personal development, and that's where that quote comes from. So basically, personal development is a collection of activities that you do to make yourself better, basically, to move from where you are, if you don't want to be where you are, to a place where you feel this life is amazing. I am blessed and I see my blessings. So that's what it is. And that's where it has come from. Self-love has been such a big, big lesson for me. Learning, I come from a family where emotions are not really something that's shown, like we're not big on emotions. And I think this applies to a lot of Black families. We're not big on emotions. And I've had to learn just simply living with myself and saying, no, Zipo, you're an amazing person. You've gone from, when I look back, you've gone from that place to this place. And that's amazing. And you've done that because you've just simply decided to. So that's where it comes from. Self-love has been a huge, huge part of my life. That actually allows you to be able to pour. If you can pour, let your cup be full and overflowing. That is what allows you to be able to pour unto others, and especially our children. If I can teach my children to be softer with themselves, to love themselves a little more consciously, then I've made the world a better place. Just these 2 human beings that I've brought here.
Absolutely. You know, Zipo, you know, I was surprised you even mentioned that you went to a psychologist. We don't mention it as, and I'm from the older generation. I also lost my job and I didn't realize. First, I had a miscarriage and I went to a psychologist for a one session and I wasn't feeling okay. Then a long time later, my daughter came at the age of 43 and I lost my job and I got lost in losing my job. And I woke up one day, I'm like, I'm so tired of feeling so sorry for myself. And the businesses I was starting didn't go well. And I woke up one day, my daughter said, Mommy, what's wrong with you? That killed me. Mm. I never told anyone in my family, but I also went to a psychologist just to find this person was crying. And we don't talk about it enough in the Black community because of the shame, which you've gone to a psychologist instead of praying. What are your views about this thing? And I found, yeah, you have to pray, but the psychologist and spirituality go together. What's your view on those things?
Absolutely, Musidi. I 100% agree with you. At the end of the day, we must find God will provide solutions, not just, you know, because something is coming down from heaven. Sometimes God will provide a solution by you thinking of consulting a psychologist, and that's your journey of healing. And I think that definitely my religious background has been a bit of, there's been a bit of shame about these types of things and feeling I probably need to hide this. I shouldn't talk about this. For me, it's been a saving grace, finding my calling and what God has brought me here for. It was a big step in saying, if God wants me to live my life and help by living my life, help others to be open about these types of subjects, then I'm going to do that. I'm okay with sharing my life story publicly because that's what I'm called to do. If I'm going to be a life coach and do it earnestly from my heart, then I'm going to be brave. And it's not an easy thing to do. I get what you're saying. It is not easy. Definitely requires courage because of our background. You're expected to be a praying woman, and you can't then be consulting someone and believing in those things. So I get what you're saying. But at the end of the day, we do need to listen to what God is saying too. I found that for me, the difference between religion and spirituality has been spirituality helped me to have a personal relationship with God in the sense that literally I can wake up in the morning and listen to what God is saying to me. And if God is saying, get up, take a shower, put on your phone and go on Facebook and tell people this today, that's what I'm going to do. This is the topic that you... So that's what I have found in spirituality, and I absolutely love it.
I listened to you, and I was like, oh, wow, that's why Jane put us together. Oh, God put us together through Jane, by the way.
Yes.
I wanted to go to that because you said the six steps of self-love, and I wanted to go to the listen to myself more. Oh, I've struggled. And I do have a voice, and then there's that voice. Hey! And I'm like, okay, which voice is which? Which voice is which? Which one is my mind? Which one is God? And you know, the other day I spoke about it on TikTok, and this woman said the same thing, and I didn't even answer. I was like, I don't know whose voice is mine and whose voice is the mind, because the mind can be so devious and it can mimic that voice. How do you tell? How do you tell that voice?
That is such a great question, Musidi. That is such a great question. And it's actually the foundation of the work that I've created inside Awakenings, which is teaching meditation, teaching. I have taken coaching because that's a subject that I know that I've been working with. And I've combined it with meditation. Basically, meditation is the art of learning to sit down and be quiet, be still, when still. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've taken that and coaching and I've combined it. So I've created these audios that are meant to assist you with being mindful, which means learning exactly what you're talking about. So there is something that's called intuition that I've been very, very fortunate to learn. So intuition basically means learning to separate, to hear that voice that you are speaking about. And how you get to the place of being an intuitive person is to practice stillness more.
Mm-hmm.
If you simply teach yourself to practice being still more of the time, I don't have the words to describe this, but you then know, you have a knowing. Just deep inside you, you know that this is what, when I said to you, when sometimes what I found with spirituality is that when God says, today, this is what today is all about. Today you are to speak about self-love, or you are to speak about that. You learn, when you practice meditation, you learn to not doubt that voice at all, to know exactly who's speaking. You never have the doubt. So my short answer to your question is learning to be still more, to be in stillness, helps you to be able to connect to that voice. And then you know it, you have no doubts. That's when you become an intuitive person.
I get it. I'm that person where I'm sitting in meditation and this thing will not keep quiet. It's like a monkey. Don't forget to fetch the key. Really? I'm like, I just feel like there's a monkey in my head. Oh, people like me whose minds are like ADHD minds.
Yeah.
And we get into meditation and in a minute I'm done. I'm like, yo guys, I can't. Like, I struggle to move past that minute.
You know, the reason why I did these audios, Musidi, I'm so glad you are touching on exactly like the subject that's very important to me right now, because I'm creating these audios almost on a daily basis, and it's truly like the work that lights me up. I struggled exactly as you are saying. I struggled with meditation in its the way that I've learned it. So people who have taught me meditation have said, sit down. Wear comfortable clothing, make sure that your mind becomes quiet. I've struggled with that all of these years. I've been in personal development for over 10 years now. And I've struggled with quieting the mind, because until I learned for myself and I admitted to myself that maybe I'm not meant to do it this way. Maybe meditation for me just isn't going to work in terms of, I've learned from teachers like Eckhart Tolle, if you've ever heard of Eckhart Tolle. He has an amazing book that put me on this journey. Yeah, it's called The Power of Now. I absolutely love that book. It was the first book that I read in personal development that just completely put me on this journey. So one of the things that he teaches is quieting the mind. And I struggled, as you're saying, I struggled with that a lot. And this is why I've created this work, until I said, if I create an audio that addresses the subject that you are trying to deal with, if it's stress, then this audio is going to tell you exactly how to deal with stress in your body, in your mind. If you are just wanting to get into a happy mood, this audio is going to tell you exactly how to do that for yourself. Musidi, can you hear me?
After all of that yesterday, I had technical glitches with the podcast with Ozipo, so we finished it, but unbeknownst to me, I didn't record it, so we missed out on a beautiful meditation from Ozipo. But here I had details. She's on Facebook, Ozipo Sibeko. She's on Instagram, Ozipo Sibeko. And she's also got a website, www.awakenings.co.za. You can subscribe. You've got a 7-day free trial. She did an amazing, amazing meditation. I was actually talking to her about it. I was like, I struggle to meditate because there's a little monkey here that just is in my mind. And every time I sit down in quiet meditation, I seem to remember everything, like grocery lists, everything that I that comes to my mind. And yeah, meditation is supposed to be your stillness, where you speak to God, anywhere you can hear God. And so she was telling me all these tools are available in her Awakenings website. So I'm going to go there and subscribe to it, because I struggle with hearing God. I struggle with being still. I struggle with just quietening my mind. So I'm actually so grateful that she's got this on her website. So this was our season 4 podcast, episode 1, with a beautiful, phenomenal woman, Nozipho Sibeko, who unfortunately couldn't make this day to make up for our Friday podcast. But she did promise that we will be back for part 2 of this podcast, where we explore more of what she was talking about. But do be sure to go into her Facebook, website, and Instagram. Just again, her Facebook, Nozipho Sibeko. You can see it here. Her Instagram handle, Nozipho Sibeko. Her website, www.awakenings.co.za. Love you all. Thank you. And I love the beautiful way you always honor me. Thank you so much. Mwah.